Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I praise God for this time we're sharing together, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing the last several days on a pilgrim's testimony. We are all pilgrims passing through this earthly veil, and a time is coming when every one of us shall appear before God, as this psalm says. We're looking at Psalm 84, and reading again verse Well, let me go 5 and 6. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, the ways of Zion, the things of God, who passing through the valley of Baca, that also means weeping, make it a well. The rains also filleth the pool. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. So that denotes success in our Christian walk. So when it talks about the Valley of Baca, and I know that so many, we can so relate to this, some of you may be going through a very difficult time right now. It refers to those times of sorrow and difficulty in our Christian walk. And there's some things I'd like to draw to your attention. Blessed is a man who passing through. We don't have to stay there. We don't have to abide there. Our pain, our suffering, and sorrows may be very intense. They may be very real, but they won't last forever. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy cometh in the morning. And so, what is our activity when we are in that place, the valley of weeping? Well, the Amplified says they, that's us, make it a place of springs. So we as pilgrims can turn our troubles into blessings to the extent that our response and our behavior is that which pleases the Lord, that we won't murmur, we won't complain, we'll pray, we'll do spiritual warfare, but we will trust our God to bring us through the valley. If we have to go through the valley of weeping, you know what? We don't leave it as we found it. Who passing through the valley of Baca, or weeping, make it a well. And in other words, our experiences, the things that we go through, those are become part of our testimony as what God has done in our lives, the strength that He gave, the provision that He provided. Anyone in the East, in the Middle East, if they provided a well where water is very precious, it's very definitely a benefit for whosoever will, for the public, right? They're a public benefactor, if you will. And of course, those who love God's house, as it says in verse 4, they that dwell in thy house, those who have their hearts right and who receive strength from God, they make that valley of weeping a well. It's a place of refreshment. It's a place of rejoicing. Now, this is not natural. This isn't normal. Unlike a traveler in the natural world, who obviously the longer you go, the farther you go, the more weary you become. Isn't that right? The more tiresome the journey. But as Christians, that's the way of the Christians. We have a paradox. If you give, you will become richer. I mean, everything is just the opposite of the way it is in the world. And as Christians, we go stronger the longer and farther that we go. And that's really a striking paradox. It seems really a contradiction, except in the ways of God, His ways are not our ways. And the things that are true in the world aren't true in God. We go through suffering and we become stronger. In the world, we can become bitter, we can become weakened, and the effect it's just not the same because we have the Lord. So we have a spiritual refreshment that the world knows nothing about. Whomsoever will, let come and drink freely of the waters of life. We can drink those living waters. Not of our bellies will flow living waters. Hallelujah. And you know that little, just that little tiny phrase, the rain filleth the pools. Guess what? That's the Lord's help. That's the Lord's provision. We can't make it rain, right? The Lord sends the rain. And those empty, those deep places in our lives, those places that seem that, you know, the heart knows its own sorrow and no one can share its joys, that those deep places that we go through, God will bring the rain to fill those pools, something we can draw on. And so on our earthly pilgrimage, we relish the prospect of communion with the King of Kings at the end. Isn't that wonderful? You know, Paul said, he said, the outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. And as we near our journey's end, however far we may have come, instead of feeling weary, we can renew our strength. The Living Bible says of verse 7, they will grow constantly in strength, and each of them is invited to meet with the Lord in Zion. That reminds me of that passage in that beautiful chapter in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Let me read now verses 8 and 9. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. In other words, think about that. See, he hasn't asked anything at that point. He's just sharing testimonies. He's just saying what God does. And he says in verse 9, behold, O God, our shield, look upon the face of thy anointed. Verse 10 says, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Praise God. And so in verse 9, the Amplified says, behold, our shield. You know, the King of all kings is your agent. Hallelujah. He's our protector. Oh God, look upon the face of your anointed. We belong to him. Praise God. We are his. And Zion represents not only, you know, the place of God's presence, but remember, Jerusalem housed both the temple and the palace. Royalty and the priesthood were twin channels for God's purposes for his people. And today, we know from that first chapter in Revelations, we are kings and priests unto our God. And so, we serve a special place and function in the will of God to our generation. Now, the king, if one reverenced the divine king, of course, one would of necessity have to respect his human representative, right? Wasn't that true in the godly line that was established through David, his son Solomon, and all that went? Jesus is going to be the ultimate, you know, the heir of David, right? Anyone who had respected the king also enjoyed his protective power. God's smile and favor upon the king also meant prosperity for the nation. So let me read now the Amplified and the American Standard, the New American Standard, and the Revised Standard, the New International Version of verse 9. It says, behold our shield. That speaks of protection and anointing, and it refers immediately to the kingship of the line of David, which led ultimately to Christ. In verse 9, the King James says, behold, O God, our shield, as does the modern language and the Living Bible. O God, our defender. And you know what? He's our God, our ultimate protector. He's our protector and our shield. Now, in verse 10, as I shared, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorman of the temple of my God than live in the palaces of wickedness. The Living Bible says a single day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else. The New American Standard says, I'd rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God. And that expresses not only reverence, but humility. And the final verses 11 and 12, it closes. Let me read. For the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord God will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. And so the pilgrim in this psalm, and we as pilgrims in the life that we're now living, we can extol and give thanks to our God. We can praise God wherever we are. That verse 11, the Amplified says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. That means, what is the sun in the natural? Well, the sun gives life to the natural world. He gives us life. And a shield, he protects us from danger. The Lord bestows present grace and favor, as well as future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. The Lord is concerned not only about eternal condition, right? Our eternal salvation, but he's concerned about where we're at right now. He says, no good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly. And what this beautiful psalm says about the character of our God, he's looking after sparrows and swallows. Surely he's looking after us. And there's that psalm, what, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. The Lord not only is our provision, he's our sun and shield, but he promises to give grace and glory. He gives us the beautiful prospect of blessing. No good thing, right? And lastly, a place of exquisite privilege. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in thee. Praise God. I don't know about you, but my heart, my spirit is lifted by what we've shared and the beauty of God's word in Psalm 84. Well, my time has flown away, and I pray that you, like the little bird, the sparrow, and the swallow, when you're not resting, you can fly into the heavenlies, into the high places of God, and enjoy his fellowship and the beauty of his presence. I love you, and I'm praying for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.